Welcome to Imperfect Nutrition. I'm your host, Stephanie, holistic nutritionist and trainer. In this podcast, we tackle the all or nothing mindset by providing an imperfect approach to your health and wellness. We empower you to embrace imperfection so you can become your most highest version of self. So fuck perfection and join us on this episode. Hello, welcome to Imperfect Nutrition. I am your host, Stephanie, and today I'm going to be talking about how I have managed my eating habits being a former bulimic. So back in, like, I guess, like 2018, this is kind of when I really had my aha moment that I might have a severe eating disorder. I definitely struggled with this for majority of my life. It was very on and off, and a lot of people, you know, struggle with this as well. It might not be bulimia, it could be binge eating, it could be just emotional eating, it could just be a little bit of disordered eating and just not having normal eating patterns. It doesn't actually have to be a full-blown eating disorder. I think a lot of us just struggle with the nutrition aspect when it does come to our food. So I think for myself, I got so obsessed with food and just wanting to know more about food, wanting to know like the science behind food. And the more I got into bodybuilding, the more the obsession grew. And then some old patterns came back from when I was like a teenager, like a preteen. And this is when things got a little bit wonky. This is when my like views on things got a little bit weird. I was feeling a lot of guilt and shame if I overate or if I didn't track something. Everything had to be tracked to the T. And I want to talk about like how I still can like do bodybuilding shows. And yes, I do think that it can be triggering. Very, very triggering if you struggle with emotional eating or an eating disorder in the past. But I'm going to tell you kind of like how I manage my eating habits so I don't fall into, you know, some of these ways, because I do have to sometimes go very, very low on calories and go really, really high on my cardio, and that can be detrimental. And I think even like back in 2022 when I was competing, I like competed like four times or whatever, I guess 22 to 23, like there was a period there where I definitely was struggling to manage my eating habits, and I found myself binging again a little bit and even wanting to over exercise or purge. So what do I do in those instances? How do I reel back in? One, I would say this is your sign to stop dieting. If you're really struggling with this, like, you have to stop dieting. I know it fucking sucks. I know that sucks to hear. And maybe you're overweight right now and you're like, you're telling me not to diet. Like, I need to lose weight. Like, I need to lose weight. Well, if you keep doing this yo-yo effect of dieting really hard and then binging, or, you know, going into these weird obsessions and disordered ways of thinking, how is that going to be beneficial to your overall health? Not just your physical health, but your mental health as well. Because if your mental health isn't good, your physical health isn't going to be good either. You could look the fittest, but you could feel, you could be under a lot of stress. You could have really high cortisol, you could have missed periods, you could have like hormonal issues, you could even have like relationship issues. That's definitely things that I've struggled in the past with, having like an eating disorder and being very obsessed with fitness. So let's kind of get into like, okay, Steph, what do I do then, right? So the first thing that I do for myself is I don't really like to fast. I don't like to practice fasting. I have fasted before, especially during preps, because this helps me delay my food, but I can't always do it, okay? So if I don't feel like I can do it that day, I don't force myself to fast. Yes, it can be a great tool for losing weight, especially if you want to have larger meals throughout the day. But for myself, I find it's very anxiety provoking. And sometimes if I'm waking up super, super anxious, me eating, you know, a small meal or something like that can help me regulate my blood sugars, not make me feel so anxious and not as like agitated or irritable. So I can make better decisions. Because if I prolong that and I fast for a very long time, what ends up happening is I get super agitated, I get irritable, and then I just want to binge. And I'm just like, I want to go into, you know, fuck it mode and like not care anymore. So for me, like, one of my things is like, don't fast if you can't. So if you can't fast, don't do it. It's not worth it. It's better just to have something small, just something to, you know, tie you over. I usually do something really high in protein, even if it's just like a protein shake or something like that, or I have like my Greek yogurt and berries, or I do a little bit of oatmeal. So don't fast if you're someone that who's struggling with managing your eating, because a lot of the times we struggle to manage our eating because we have these prolonged periods of time of not eating, and then once we actually do get food, we feel out of control, or we just are so hungry that we just make a bad decision, right? So I would say the best thing to do is not fast. Have regular eating intervals. So if you have to, put a timer on your phone to help you, especially if you're someone that forgets to eat or you get really distracted and busy. Maybe you have ADHD and you forget to eat. Like, have timers on your phone to remind you, to get you into the habit. Because once you get into the habit, like, our bodies are so habitual. So like, if you eat at 8 a.m. every single day, your body's going to expect food at 8 a.m. every single day. Now, I have recommended some people to fast, and that can be such a great thing for them. But again, if it's not for everyone, if it causes you more anxiety, if it causes you to binge later, don't do it. The next thing is, don't try to, you know, hoard your food for later. I find this is a very disordered thing that a lot of people do, especially in the bodybuilding community or people that count macros. They'll hoard a bunch of food for the end of the day, and they basically have like a binge. So they're binging at the end of the night. And for myself, again, I see this as like, okay, if I'm not gonna eat all day and I'm just eating like veggies and protein all day and I'm not having actual carbs, one, I'm probably, again, going to be very anxious, irritable, and then by the end of the night, I might not want to care and I'll just binge. Or it's more of like, even like, it's just more of like a disorderly thing, like hoarding a bunch of food at night. Yes, I do eat a lot of carbs at night because I find that helps me sleep, but I still have a substantial amount of carbs throughout the day. Like, I have at least like 30 to 50 carbs. Sometimes like I'll eat a shit ton of carbs in the morning and then I'll eat some protein meals throughout the day and then I'll have a bigger carb meal at night. So that's just what works for me. So I'll do like a heavy carb meal in the morning with lots of protein. And then I'll have maybe like two protein meals, like a protein shake and then protein and veggie. And then for dinner, I'll have like another, you know, hearty, like kind of carb meal with lots of protein and fats. So that's kind of what I do. And, you know, also managing your macros as well. So, you know, making sure each meal that you have is balanced. So making sure you have a fat source there, make sure you have a protein source there, making sure you have a carb source or fiber source. All these things are going to help you manage your blood sugar. And the reason why I'm saying manage your blood sugar is because blood sugar and anxiety and cortisol, they're all very linked in together, what I have noticed. Okay, so if we can manage our blood sugar, we can manage our anxiety and our emotions a lot better, and we're not going to be as stressed out throughout the day. So we're not going to have this stress response creating this emotional eating response. Okay, the next thing is, you know, always have protein prepped, right? Like, there's not a week that goes by that I don't prep some sort of protein, even on my lazy days. Like this week I bought a rotisserie chicken and I bought some ground turkey, and those two, like, ground turkey is so easy to make. Like, you can literally make meatballs, you can make just like have it just on the frying pan and cook it. You can make patties. There's so many things that you can do with it. It's very versatile, just ground meat in general, and it's very fast to cook. So that's the reason why I took that this week. I also got like the fully cooked shrimp, so I already have that. So all I had to do was like, I just kind of like cooked it in the oven with like my sauces for like 5 minutes, like on broil, or not even 5 minutes, just to make it like nice and crispy and kind of let the juices marinate. And that's what I did for my protein for this week. Super, super simple. And then obviously I have my Greek yogurt and my egg whites. Those are kind of like my toppers on things. Another thing is not letting one meal be the predictor of the rest of your meals for the day. Okay, you went out for brunch, you fucked up. Okay, you ate pancakes, you had the eggs, you had the meat and like the bacon, and maybe you had some extra syrup, and maybe you had like a nice latte or something, or a mimosa. I don't freaking know. Okay, so you fucked up on that meal. You know, you kind of overdid it. What can you do for the rest of the day? It doesn't have to be like, well, I messed up the day. I guess I'm just not going to do anything else. Like, I'm just going to eat whatever I want, not track anything. No, track that. See where you're at. You're probably going to go over that day, but that's okay. Make a couple of really great meals next. Like, make the next decision. Maybe you can go for a walk. Maybe you can go to the gym. Maybe you can cut back on the carbs or something that day because you had a lot of carbs in the morning. You know, you could still turn around this day and it's going to be okay. You know, one meal is not the end all be all. Even if you go over your macros for that day, it's better just to be like, okay, I'm still going to eat breakfast and lunch because I still deserve breakfast. I'm still deserve lunch and dinner. You know, I'm still going to have those meals, even if I messed up on that meal. And then what can I do next time to not prevent, but maybe manage my food a little bit better? Because I don't think ever having a good time with your friends and enjoying company and de-stressing, like, that is so important for us as human beings to do that. I don't think that should ever be a regret, but also keeping your goals in mind and just not throwing them away or feeling peer pressure to drink or eat more because other people are. But if you made that decision and you liked it and you enjoyed it and it was something that you wanted to do, then, like, don't be mad about it. Just be like, okay, that was my decision and that's what I wanted to do. But if it feels out of alignment and you feel guilty and shameful, maybe it's because you felt like you overdid it. And so be like, okay, what can I do better for next time? How can I plan better for next time? Maybe I can look up the menu and, like, you know, pick, like, okay, you know what? I really want to have, like, a drink with this meal. And I'd rather have that than maybe getting, like, the fries. So I'm going to have something a little bit lighter. Maybe I'll have the chicken breast with, like, some rice instead of having the cheeseburger and the fries because I want to have that drink, or vice versa. Maybe you don't want to have the drink, so you're going to have a Diet Coke or a water, and then you're going to have the burger and fries. Like, how can you compromise or sacrifice in these ways? And that's how you're really going to be able to manage your food when you go out with friends. This is how you're going to manage your food if you're, you know, struggling with your disordered eating. Not one freaking instance is the end all be all for the day, and that really comes down to that all or nothing mindset. Now, this is not advice for people that are struggling with an eating disorder. This is just what has worked for me in the past, and this is the things that I do currently, right, to keep myself on track. And sometimes I have days where I'm like, I don't want to track. Obviously, when I'm in prep and I'm bodybuilding, I have to, but there are days, like my honeymoon, we didn't track. When I go on vacation, I, like, never track my food, but I have goals in mind. I have a step goal in mind. I have a water goal in mind. I have a protein goal. I make sure I have protein in each meal. I make sure I have veggie in each meal. These are things that I live by because that's what makes me feel good. And then I also practice mindful eating. I slowly eat, especially if I know that I can't, sometimes I don't slowly eat and I get distracted. That's really bad, but, you know, for the most part, like, you know, practicing mindfulness and, like, slowing down and being like, that food is gonna stay there, like, it's not running away type of thing. Like, if I need more, I can get more, and just actually enjoy the moment, be with your friends, and not be so in your head and anxious about what am I eating, how do I feel, am I bloated, do I look bad. No one fucking cares. All they care about is you're there, we're having fun, we're socializing, and that's what matters. No one cares really what is on your plate. And if they do, that's their own problem, right? None of your friends should really care what you're ordering or anything like that. They just are happier out. They want you to be there. They want to spend time with you because they love you, right? And that's the same with your family. At the end of the day, they don't have to go home and, you know, deal with their decisions. You do, right? So if you're struggling with those things, really keep in mind, like, what are my goals? What's important to me? And then explaining that to someone. And if they don't get it and they shame you or guilt you for it, that's on them. That's not on you. Right? So yeah, I hope you guys found this valuable. If you did, please let me know your biggest takeaway. Hope you have an amazing day and we will talk soon. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Imperfect Nutrition. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, comment, and share with your friends. And if you wanted to do some online coaching with me, you can DM me on Instagram. That is at a step above the rest. Make sure you put an F with the step. Thanks, guys.